Joining us on the line this afternoon, Illinois State Representative Dan Brady. Representative Brady, thanks for joining us.
Nice to be with you, Sam. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Representative, both the House and Senate on that spring break for the next couple of weeks, but as you told me yesterday, that doesn't mean you guys aren't working. What's happening behind the scenes?
Well, it's a combination of behind the scenes, but it's also certainly a matter of record, and that would be committees. For instance, committees are meeting this week in Chicago, as well as Springfield. I will be part of a Appropriations Higher Education Committee on Thursday of this week in Springfield, and that's when we will continue to hear university budgets, one in particular of interest of mine, and I'm sure everyone else that are listeners of yours would be Illinois State University, especially during these challenging times. So what I wanted to bring to your attention was I haven't seen the schedule for next week after we get through the Easter weekend, but certainly this week, even though we're not voting on bills in Springfield, we are taking testimony and trying to develop what would be budgets dealing in higher education especially, and we'll hear from several universities coming up on Thursday of this week in Springfield.
Very good. And what are you expecting to come out of those committees? Because I know, you know, given the fiscal health of most of our state universities, Illinois State is faring better, but you look at a place like Southern Illinois University Carbondale, and they're actually, you know, preparing to borrow money from that sister campus in Edwardsville. So what is going to be said in these committee hearings, and what might you expect to learn?
Well, I think that a reoccurring theme will be in that committee hearing, and that will be, number one, we need a budget. That's no surprise. In fact, it is so disappointing and frustrating. I'm not sure words can describe it right now, at least not on the air. The other would be that not only do we need a budget for FY18, but we need a FY17 supplemental. We need money, real tangible dollars that can get out the door to our universities. Some were estimated in the area of around $815 million, give or take, and that I think will be the other part. And the third part will be we need dollars for the MAP grants, the Monetary Award Assistance Programs, that we have upfronted for you, State of Illinois, to try and continue to allow students that are part of that program, or have been, and the numbers are shrinking only because the dollars aren't there, and the ability to help as many students changes and fluctuates and declines each semester this budget stalemate goes on. So I think it'll be obviously we need a budget. Obviously we need an FY17 supplemental money out the door to help us now. Money that's there, not based on projected revenues like some legislation we talked about on Thursday of last week in Springfield. And then the third, of course, will be the Monetary Awards Assistance Program. That's before we even probably have a discussion of capital for our universities, brick and mortars. So those will be the points that we will hear, and then of course most universities are hoping that if we get something, that we get them back to about their FY15 spending levels, and you know that is thinking that we're here getting ready to get close to FY18 that we're talking on trying to keep them funded at a flat level at FY15. So. A lot of work ahead, and then, of course, how to resolve a budget issue that we have going on.
Sure. Our guest this afternoon, State Representative Dan Brady, and while we're on the topic of the budget, this stopgap budget spending plan, whatever you want to call it, got passed last week along party lines. You yourself were a no vote on this. I mean, what do you make of that stopgap plan? I know it's been rebranded by many Democrats as a lifeline budget to keep these things funded, but I know many yourself and many of your Republican colleagues were not prepared to vote yes on this for a variety of reasons. But can you give us the rundown on how you're feeling about the stopgap plan?
Sure. The stopgap, or referred to as lifeline, as some were, is designed to take money from two line items in the state's operations, special funds that money accumulates in there when we have a situation that we do. One's the education fund, the other one is the commitment to human services fund. It is projected that those two funds may get somewhere toward this appropriation of around $818 million with both funds, probably $258 million to higher education, and then around a $560 million sum, give or take, to human services. And so one was for us, and for me in particular, a hesitation was, this will be another couple months. This won't even be the six-month stopgap. Mm-hmm. And so before I do that, I want to make sure that these projected revenues are real, and, of course, depending on who you talk to, whether the money was there or not. The other was, I would like to see more dedicated into the human services and higher education. And I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. A big portion of dollars were things that dealt with funding for other various grants that weren't directly tied to the line items of higher education and human services. For instance, over $1 million for welcoming centers. I don't know what welcoming centers actually are, other than I saying hello to folks who come into Illinois or wherever. A list of those type of dollars out the door, and not that there might not be an important time for things in rehab, BIMPs, and case services, and opiate pilot programs, and things like that. But those are all programs that I think we should shift the money towards the most immediate, and that was human services, and that was higher education. Mm-hmm. And then the other, of course, was this takes the focus off trying to get something more substantively done by doing this for, quite frankly, what would be maybe a couple months. Now, those can argue something's better than nothing, but the Senate was gone when this was rolled out. There was no input from we as the Republicans in the House, and therefore I didn't see the work, the bipartisanship of what we did in the six-month stopgap, which is really rank and file putting that together to the Speaker and to the Governor. Mm-hmm. And so I see some flaws with all this, and sure, people can say, you know, should have voted for it. That'd be the easiest thing. But, you know, I'm very cautious in the whole situation that we're in that we're just not outputting something that is a carrot in front of the horse. And then the other component to focus in on was that the governor said he would veto this particular legislation when it passed. And so it's passed the House. I don't know if the Senate will take it up when they come back. Mm-hmm. But certainly it's not going to be any quicker way to get an FY17 appropriation out the door by fully funding it through the House and the Senate, Republicans and Democrats. And so behind the scenes, the work that continues is taking some of the components of what was referred to as the stopgap budget. I'm sorry, excuse me, the grand budget from the Senate that was proposed, and taking points of that, parts of that, and working on a similar situation in the House, and see if we couldn't get Governor Rahner to be supportive of what we may be able to come up with in the House, all while trying to get something solidly completed by the end of May and May 31st, according to the Constitution.
All right, I myself am not the most optimistic human being, but do you have optimism that some sort of spending plan can be hammered out by the end of session?
Well, I do, and of course, I've been optimistic all the way through this. I think that you need to be, throwing in the towel and failure is not an option here. So it's far from anybody's choice of how to do things, but we are aligned with some forces here that haven't lined up this way in a while. And so trying to find that common ground is what we'll continue to do. I'm cautiously optimistic, but as we roll further into April, those hopes begin to diminish, and the reality is, are we going to look at some other stopgap measure? But if we do that, I want to make sure that the revenues are actually there, and that's when we have to have the appropriation side of things, the actual spending authority, not just to say we're going to take a couple line items that we think build up some money in it and roll something out that the governor's already told us he's going to veto. We have to have where all sides come together, whether that's the full year, whether it's stopgap again, whether it's some other type of funding plan. It has to be something that can bring as much stability to the Illinois budget process as possible.
All right. I want to go back to something you mentioned. You mentioned the grand bargain negotiations, and you know, depending on who you talk to, some people would say, you know, those negotiations were dead. Other people said, you know, they were just sidelined. They're still there. So, is the House going to be taking bits and pieces of that? Or I suppose the way I should ask this is the grand bargain as we knew it when it was going through the Senate, is that portion dead, and you guys are just taking bits and pieces of it, or how can you describe that on what you guys are working with the grand bargain?
Well, first off, to the Senate, I've said this all through this process, are to be commended for the bipartisan effort.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it fell short, and it was trying to be something to all people, and that's where things get very difficult. But there was pieces of that I feel are still very much in play, things that we are trying to call to Governor Rauner's attention, we in the House Republicans, to take a second look at, his budgeteers folks, seeing what we can put together, and then bringing the other side in to say, look, we believe we can do this. We can possibly change and do this with what was done, proposed in the Senate. We could add or subtract this. Join us, meet us, and let's put something together that brings some stability to a spending plan for Illinois. And that's what we'll continue to do. There's not a Republican or there's not a Democrat that isn't as frustrated as I am in trying to get this resolved. There are others that have to be shown from the rank and file that we represent the people, and we hear from our districts what they want. They want a budget sooner rather than later, and they want something that's real. Right. No games.
Yeah. One last thing I want to run by you, Representative. I was just talking with Madeline Dubeck from RebootIllinois.com recently.
Yes.
And, you know, something that's been very noticeable is this growing field of Democrats that are announcing their runs for governor. And, you know, Governor Rauner is not on an official campaign tour, but he is visiting, you know, certain spots throughout the state today. I got to ask, is this going to get distracting for the legislature, this full-blown campaign mode, when we're still, you know, 19, 20 months away from the 2018 elections? Is this going to get distracting?
I don't think it'll be distracting for the House. I can't speak to the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
But from the House side of it, especially the House Republican side of it, you know, we all run for office. Or have ran for office, and so we know that's all part of the process. But we know the number one priority, while electioneering may be gearing up, the number one priority is trying to get a budget and trying to get a spending plan in place of some solid framework. And that's what my focus is. My colleagues in the House Republican Caucus, and I'm sure it's the caucus of the Democrats in focus as well. And I think, once again, as we've seen, you will see the rank and file come up with that and get something accomplished. So I don't see it. I don't see it as a distraction. What I would really like to see is those rank and file groups get back together right after this Easter break, hammer out what needs to be done. There's time, but certainly with each day that goes by, it's going to make it more difficult. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. That is Illinois State Representative Dan Brady, a Bloomington Republican, joining us here on the Afternoon Report. Thanks for the time, Representative, and don't work too hard during your break.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Sam, and happy Easter to you and all your listeners and my constituents. And we look forward to talking again soon, and hopefully have a little more encouraging news.
Let's hope so. Thank you very much, Representative.
Thank you.